This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
U.S. nurses make Ebola recovery, and Egypt declares state of emergency in Sinai after terror attacks. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. Two U.S. nurses who caught Ebola while caring for a Liberian patient are now virus-free, while another U.S. Ebola patient is prompting new quarantine measures in and around New York City. Nina Pham, a nurse at a Dallas, Texas hospital that treated the first patient diagnosed with Ebola in the U.S., was released from the hospital Friday and met with President Barack Obama. Mr. Obama gave a hug to Pham in the White House shortly after she was discharged from the National Institute of Health's hospital outside Washington. Health officials say another Dallas nurse who's being treated for Ebola no longer has detectable levels of the virus, but they say they have no date yet for her to be discharged from an Atlanta hospital. Also Friday, the governors of New York and New Jersey said any travelers entering the states who have had contact with Ebola-infected patients in West Africa will face a mandatory quarantine for 21 days. Egypt has declared a state of emergency in parts of the Sinai Peninsula and closed down the border into Gaza after two separate terror attacks on Friday. A car bomb blew up at an army checkpoint near the town of Al-Arish. Gunmen later attacked troops at another checkpoint. The attacks killed at least 30 soldiers and wounded another 25. The U.S. State Department condemned the violence. It says a prosperous Egypt needs security and stability. A young student opened fire inside his high school cafeteria near Seattle, Washington, Friday, killing one fellow student and wounding four others before killing himself. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are trying to confirm reports that Islamic State militants used chlorine gas bombs against Iraqi security forces near Baghdad last month. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story.
Iraqi officials and U.S. media reports say Islamic State militants have used homemade chlorine gas bombs in their fight against Iraqi security forces near the capital. Also, a doctor who treated Kurdish fighters in the Syrian border town of Kobani near Turkey told VOA that he has treated about 20 people for what appear to be symptoms of chlorine gas poisoning. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says chlorine by itself is not banned under the Syrian agreement to eliminate its chemical arsenal, but he says certain combinations of chlorine are illegal.
When mixed in certain ways and used in certain ways, it can become a chemical weapon that is prohibited under the Chemical Weapons Agreement.
Kerry says the use of chemical weapons would not prompt the U.S.-led coalition to change its strategy against the Islamic State. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
In rhetoric reminiscent of the Cold War, Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday denounced the United States for what he said was trying to rule the world. Speaking in the southern Russian city of Sochi, Mr. Putin said the so-called winners of the Cold War have overturned what he called the traditional world order of checks and balances. Instead, the Kremlin leader said Washington is trying to direct the world by unilateral diktat or decree, a favorite term of Moscow's during the Cold War. Arab media is reporting Islamic State militants have gained ground in parts of Anbar province, while Iraqi government media reports Iraqi forces are having success in other areas. Edward Uranian filed this report from Cairo.
After losing ground on the eastern flank of the Euphrates River Thursday, Iraqi government forces are claiming to have stopped an Islamic State advance outside of Anbar province's second largest city of Fallujah. Arab media reported Islamic State militants attacked outlying areas of Fallujah on three sides Thursday, but were repelled by members of the Abu Isa tribe. Arabia TV reported 100 Islamic State militants were killed. VOA could not confirm the number. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is willing to hold denuclearization talks with North Korea, but not just for the sake of talks, and it is premature to talk about reducing U.S. forces in the Korean Peninsula. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. This is Russ Davis, your host. And on this edition of the program, you'll get to know the great guitarist Bill Frisell much better and hear his new release, Guitar in the Space Age. This edition of the program will go a long way to answer a question that's been asked quite a few times during the history of jazz. What is a jazz standard? Quite often over the years, artists in the jazz world have taken the popular songs of the day and turned them into jazz. And that's the idea that Bill Frisell employed to create the work called Guitar in the Space Age, as he took the songs that he grew up with in the late 1950s and early 60s and turned them into instrumental work. I think you'll really enjoy his take on these songs, so get ready to hear that and the story behind it. But right now, let's celebrate a birthday in one of the great vocalists in jazz history, the great singer Andy Bay, great pianist too, turned 74 years old on the 29th of October. He was born in Newark, New Jersey, just across the Hudson River from New York City, so he knows a little bit about taking a certain train in Manhattan called the A Train. And if you're a fan of jazz on the Voice of America over the years, then you know that this classic song, Take the A Train, was Willis Conover's theme song. Here's Andy Bay on piano and on vocals from his brand new release, Pages from an Imaginary Life, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Get aboard the train to take a little ride around the city. Brooklyn or Broadway train, you'll see that old New York is mighty pretty. Take your baby subway riding, that's where romance will be hiding. Forget your car airplane. You'll find that it'll pay to take the A train. Everybody's doing it. Get aboard the A train to take a little ride around the city. Brooklyn or Broadway train, you see that old New York is pretty, mighty pretty. Take your baby subway riding, that's where romance will be hiding. Forget your car airplane. You find that it'll be to take the A train. All aboard.
That energetic piece of brand new jazz comes from a collaboration between two artists from different generations in different parts of the world. Young Mr. Becca Guschiavelli, who's originally from Tbilisi, Georgia. He is only 18 years old, just turned 18. And back a couple of years ago, he was discovered in Georgia by the great drummer, composer, band leader, and producer, Lenny White of Return to Forever. Lenny found this young pianist, wanted to produce his work, and did just that. And he's worked on various projects with other artists, including Stanley Clark's latest release, Up. Now, on this new release, Becca gets together with a young Mr. Jason Kibler, who's also known as DJ Logic, one of the masters of turntables and electronics. And from their album, Chillin' in Batumi, that's a song titled High Expectations, with James Hurt on keyboards and Jaleel Shaw on alto sax joining with them. New and old. That's the theme of a lot of what you'll hear on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, as the great guitarist Bill Frisell gives us his modern take on songs from the 50s and 60s. It's called Guitar in the Space Age, and let's talk to him about it now and hear some of that music here on VOA's Jazz America. Russ Davis here in New York City, chatting with a young man who has once again another wonderful peak in a glorious career, the release of Guitar in the Space Age. And this one hits close to my heart. We'll talk about that. Bill Frisell is here. Thank you, sir. Great to see you. Well,
you too. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm talking to you before the release of Guitar in the Space Age, and I've been lucky enough to have a chance to listen to it. And I mentioned before we turned the mic on here that you and I are exactly the same age. So these songs touched me deeply. And I'll be honest with you, this is not a flippant thing. Some of these songs, I felt very emotional about hearing them. And Turn, 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 I mean, how many times can I remember hearing Surfer Girl sitting in my room, dreaming of being at the beach? You know, we didn't have a beach where I grew up. And songs that just meant a lot to me. Now, I guess the idea is to take songs that touched you and express them for the 21st century, but you're also going to be talking to not only folks of our generation, but a younger generation, and they will have never heard these songs before, and they'll be excited to hear them for the first time. It's like you're presenting a beautiful gift to a whole new world of folks with some songs that are just outrageous. Those are my general thoughts, your general thoughts.
Well, yeah, for me, it's like a, you know, I hope people don't think I'm it's a joke or something, you know, because some of these songs are so iconic or so, I didn't pick like the most obscure Ventures song or the most, you know, these are like, these are the songs. And for me, they had such a huge impact growing up. And I love this music. But then at this point in my life, I'm thinking when I heard this music, the period of time between hearing some of these things and moving on to some other things was so quick, you know, like thinking when I heard the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, and within 3 years I was listening to Wes Montgomery and Miles Davis, and it's like I moved through it so fast. I didn't really, the reality is I didn't absorb these things in the same way. I mean, they're absorbed in a way, they're part of all of our DNA, but I didn't physically put in as much time playing this stuff as I did trying to play a Charlie Parker song or a standard jazz song or something. And to me, it's sort of like a way of, first of all, I just love the music, and I'm not afraid to say that. but it's also like, okay, I've been playing for 50 years now. I want to go back and just work on the foundation of where it is I come from and look at them again through this lens of having played all this time. And it's amazing what it feels like to actually have them under my fingers a little bit now. And I feel like I'm just learning them for the first time. Thank you.
Little Blues song, originally recorded in 1960 by Junior Wells, called Messin' with the Kid, turned into a modern jazz classic from Bill Frisell's new release, Guitar in the Space Age. Now, 10 years after that, this gentleman created a classic song in jazz history. It's Freddie Hubbard on the trumpet with his song Red Clay, the title cut from his album from 1970 featuring Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, Lenny White, and Joe Henderson on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. We'll be right back. One of those classic all-star sessions that became modern jazz magic. From 1970, a session featuring all-star players led by trumpeter and prolific composer Freddie Hubbard, the title cut from the album Red Clay. Now, I've got a modern classic or two to play for you, still to come. More music from Guitar in the Space Age from Bill Frisell. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from a longtime Jazz America listener who's getting back in touch with me, and I really appreciate that. It reads as follows. Dear Russ, I realized it's been a long time since I wrote, so I'll just say hello. Your idea of featuring artists by way of birthday wishes is just great. We get to know more, and they each get to be heard from a galaxy that's teeming with stars. Tuning in from Nairobi, Kenya, Paul Okudo. Paul, great to hear from you again. And thanks for noticing that we do celebrate birthdays here on VOA's Jazz America. It gives us a great chance to focus on those artists and, as you said, get to know them a little bit better and hear their music. In this case, I'll give you a song now and dedicate it to a birthday boy, Poncho Sanchez. He's 63 years old on the 30th of October. Poncho Sanchez is famous as one of the kings of Latin jazz, a Grammy Award winner, a great conguero. He plays the congas, and he's led many bands and wrote many songs. He's also worked over the years with the likes of Hugh Masekela, the group Tower of Power, Cal Jader, and Mongo Santa Maria. And speaking of Mongo, here's his classic Afro Blue from the album Para Todos. He's joined by the great saxophonist Eddie Harris on this one. It's Poncho Sanchez, just for you, Paul Okudo, listening in Nairobi to VOA's Jazz America.
how much I love you. Never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, I'll fever all through the night.
Everybody's got the fever. Oh, that's a something that you should know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago.
Yeah. Oh, tell about it.
Romeo loved Juliet.
Uh-huh.
Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Doc, give it fever.
Fever, yeah.
When we kiss it, fever with that flame in you.
Oh, fever,
I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for sooth.
She said, Daddy, don't you dare. He gives me fever with his kisses. Fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Oh, Daddy, won't you treat him right?
Now you've heard our story.
Oh, it's your story.
Here's the point that we have made.
I'm listening.
Chicks were born to give you fever.
That's right. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade.
They give you fever.
Ooh.
When you kiss them, fever if you live, you learn.
Fever.
Tell you sizzle.
Fever.
What a lovely way to burn. Uh-huh. What a lovely way to burn.
Yeah.
I tell you, what a lovely way to burn. All right now, what a lovely way to burn.
What a lovely way to burn. You ain't right, Ray.
It was 10 years ago that Ray Charles released an album titled Genius Loves Company, a collection of duets. And as he mentioned, when this was recorded and released in 2004. I've recorded with so many amazing artists in my career, but never on a duets album all my own. I thought it was time to have some of the friends that I love and the artists that I admire come into my studio and sing with me live. And among them, Natalie Cole, the daughter of Nat King Cole. And we celebrated him last week here on VOA's Jazz America, but I just didn't have a place to fit in any of her solo music, so I thought this would be a nice way to do it. The re-release, the 10th anniversary release of Genius Loves Company, Ray Charles in duets with, among many other artists, Natalie Cole on the classic song Fever. That's certainly a standard, and a modern standard is just about to come your way from Bill Frisell's new release, Guitar in the Space Age, the songs that he grew up with in the late 50s and early 60s, and you'll hear a song called Pipeline, which was released in 1963, the one and only hit by a group called the Shantays. We'll hear Bill Frisell's version after we talk to him here on VOA's Jazz America. You've mentioned the names Charlie Christian and Wes Montgomery, and there are so many great jazz, quote-unquote, guitar players from America whose styles probably overlap a little bit in this style of the music on guitar in the space age. I think you could put Tal Farlow in there and Kenny Burrell and many others that come from a more of what people would probably think of as a purely jazz place, a swinging place, hitting on the ones and the threes. This doesn't exactly swing, and so it is a whole different segment of jazz guitar, if you will, if you want to think about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but there were some great improvisers that made this music.
Yeah, for sure. But to me, it's not that much. If I think of Wes Montgomery or Kenny Burrell or Tal Farlow, all the people you mentioned, they were, you know, Kenny Burrell still is. Mm. He plays music has to do with his experience and his life and the songs that he heard when he was growing up. So these are the songs I heard when I was growing up. I mean, maybe it's not jazz, but it doesn't matter what you call it, but in my mind, I'm using the same process to play these songs as I would to play a Charlie Parker song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm using the same instincts and, or whatever, a standard song or something.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
As you heard Bill Frisell say, he was employing the same skill he would use if he were playing a more traditional jazz standard, quote-unquote. Now, this is a new standard. Music from the 1963 release from the Shantays, the song Pipeline, brought up to date for the 21st century by Bill Frisell from his new release, Guitar in the Space Age. And now, let's go back in time a bit before that. As a matter of fact, this song was recorded 8 days after I was born. It's from September the 18th, 1951, recorded in New York City from the album The Birth of the Modern Jazz Quartet. So I'm pretty proud that MJQ and myself were born pretty much at the same time. Here is Modern Jazz Quartet. Milt Jackson, who wrote the song on the vibes, John Lewis on piano, and Percy Heath on the bass, Al Jones on the drums, with the song entitled Movin' Nicely on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
This is Diana Krall, and you're listening to Jazz America on The Voice of America with Russ Davis.
Thank you.
vocalist and pianist Diana Krall showing off her piano skill from her album Steppin' Out. More with guitar from the space age from Bill Frisell coming up next hour. Stay tuned, won't you?